This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Wednesday, May 10th, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger.
Volkswagen, it seems like at this plant that they try and push you to the limit and beyond the edge of it.
The German automobile company Volkswagen is reacting to the condemnation of its illegal emission tests by becoming viciously anti-union. That is what workers at the company's Chattanooga plant in the southern U.S. state of Tennessee are saying. Before the company was caught cheating on its environmental tests 2 years ago, Volkswagen was supporting its 2,000 employees as they consider joining a union, the United Auto Workers, the UAW. But now it is fighting the unionization of the workers every step of the way. In December 2015, a unit at the huge plant, the maintenance workers, voted to join the UAW. But Volkswagen has ignored their decision and refused to bargain, despite being told to do so by the country's National Labor Relations Board. Volkswagen is also refusing to comply with the global framework agreement it has negotiated with the global union Industrial. Industrial is the world body which represents national unions in mining, energy, and manufacturing. A global framework agreement is an arrangement in which the company agrees to follow certain principles, such as allowing workers to form unions and negotiate their wages and working conditions. Here is a report about the situation at the Volkswagen plant in Chattanooga, featuring some of the workers.
Volkswagen's Chattanooga plant in the United States began production in 2011. Since the plant opened, workers have been forming a union with the United Auto Workers.
It's very, very busy. It's nonstop. And when you do that for 12 hours, it's just about unbearable.
There's a pervasive mentality over there that you aren't expendable on that floor. You're not to be listened to. You're not to be heard. You're to be bossed.
Punishing shift schedules, workplace injuries, and disrespectful supervisors have led Chattanooga workers to seek a voice on the job.
Management wants production. They don't want you to really worry of whether or not you're going to come to work tomorrow, because they'll get somebody else to fill your spot.
The production workers itself, they're wore out. They're beat down pretty bad. You know, some of them working 60, 70 hours every week, 11 hours a day. They're on their feet all day long. They're getting pretty beat up pretty bad. I had a friend that worked there with us. I got to know him pretty well. Tore his rotator cuff because he was having an overreach in the job he was doing. He had to go out. It was a workers' comp injury. They paid for everything. Come back, put him back in the same exact job. Tore his rotator cuff again. Same thing again. He come back and he asked him, hey, you know, I want to be moved to another job. And they said, there is no other job. This job, if you can't do it, then you'll have to find somewhere else to work because this is the job we have for you.
The rotating schedule as well as just the fast pace of the job. Yeah, I feel it, you know. It's just, when I get off at the end of shift, it's all I can do to make it to my car. You know, just sit there for a minute before I drive home. And then once I get home, can't go right to sleep because I have to, you know, wind down or try to take something to help alleviate the pain so that I can go to sleep. So yeah, it takes its toll on your body.
It's 3 or 4 days of one shift, 12 hours, a few days off, then switch and go to midnight shift for 3 days, and then one day off, back to days for 3 days, something like that. The big selling point being, but you get 7 days off in a row. When I worked it, I needed 5 of those just to recover. And then we were right back into work again.
It's hard for anybody's body to adjust. You don't adjust to it. It was awful.
People want to make a difference in their workforce. People want to have a say-so on how things are done as far as their life goes. And when you constantly have management and management and HR telling you that you have no say-so, you have absolutely nothing to do with what we do here, it just, you know, why be there? There's no hope, you know. It kills anybody's drive or hope to do anything.
You know, this is my job. I got kids to feed, you know, wife. So just try to, you know, block it out.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.